The Goliaths, The Economist, June 22, 2013. In December 2004, Microsoft paid a massive $33 billion dividend to its shareholders. The largest payment of its kind, it made up 6% of the increase in America's personal income that year. Examples of how big firms can have a big impact do not come much darker. These kinds of firm-specific shocks are typically excluded from economists' models, which assume that individual businesses' ups and downs tend to cancel each other out. Yet to understand how things like trade and GDP evolve, tracking the biggest companies is essential. At first sight, the numbers seem to justify taking a top-down view. The business world is huge. America has around 27 million firms. Britain, 4.8 million. Each country trades with hundreds of other countries across hundreds of industries, producing thousands of country-industry trade links. The global network runs to the millions. Because economies are built of millions of firms and trading relationships, each seems like a speck of dust. Individual companies and export channels should not matter. This suggests that only common shocks can explain aggregate fluctuations. A worker's strike at one firm is not enough, but a general strike is. Yet aggregate shocks do not explain volatility very well. A 2007 Bank of Spain paper studies OECD countries' trade balances. Common shocks to whole countries or global industries explain only 45% of the variations. Hunting for the cause of the other 55% of trade fluctuations, the authors used finer data on 8,260 country-industry flows, 59 industries and 140 trading partners for each OECD member. The data shows that the picture of trade as millions of links is inaccurate. In fact, flows are extremely concentrated. Most links are unimportant. For America, 99% of trade flows accounted for just 25% of trade, but a few are vital. For the average OECD country, the 25 main country industry flows explain 2/3 of trade, and the 100 largest, 85%. Thank you.